I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We see it time and time again when the church is faced with growing persecution, the urgency to share the gospel grows. And this is what's playing out in Eritrea today. Plus, we've been covering how God is working through an audacious goal by one of our partners. We'll revisit that with an amazing update coming up. But first, the Eritrean government is known for its crimes against humanity, and it seems like things are getting even worse. The hammer of religious persecution has been coming down especially hard on evangelical Christians and a basic practice of their faith, fellowship. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
The evangelical church has been outlawed in Eritrea by the government. Any kind of public church meetings are illegal, other than those in the approved denominations by the government. And so anytime Christians gather together, they face arrest, they face persecution and imprisonment.
But recent events reveal a new strategy to crack down on Christian activity.
Since May of this year, nearly 200 Christians have been arrested. The interesting thing about this, they have shifted tactics. Instead of just raiding church services or Bible studies, now the government is going to the homes of Christians and they're arresting the whole family. Even children have been put under arrest.
Last month, 16 students were arrested for meeting in prayer. Despite the dire circumstances, the church continues to live the good news of Jesus Christ. Ask God to strengthen and protect them. For more details and ways that you can help, go to missionnews.org. Next, in Malawi, the Chewa people finally have all of God's Word in their native tongue after Biblica recently launched the first-ever Chewa Full Bible. Biblica's Hans Kombrink shares,
and they are actually the largest ethnic group in Malawi. And internationally, they are even known for their mosques and secret societies, as well as some of their agricultural techniques.
The Chewa people already had an outdated New Testament translation, but many people struggled to understand the language.
Through God's word, he is breaking through the lies of false religions and syncretistic rites to draw people into a relationship with his son. And a lot of that obviously happens through reading the Bible, but it can only happen when people understand what they read. And that is why this specific translation is so important, because it is a contemporary translation in Chichewa.
So how can we pray? Pray that the Chewa people find Christ through this Bible translation. And for ways that you can support Bible translation efforts, go to our website. And imagine supplying every home in a country with the gospel. Well, it sounds impossible, but that's what Jason Wolford, executive director of Mission Cry, set out to do. The goal was big, but last month, the Mission Cry team went to Belize to distribute thousands of books and Bibles. Wolford says,
and that night, not only did almost 700 people show up, we also had favor with secular broadcasting companies. They came and they broadcast our event throughout the entire nation of Belize on secular TV.
The team also planned to minister to the Coast Guard, but the trip was canceled last minute. Because people were praying, God provided a way onto base through a surprise encounter with the Prime Minister's son, who responded to their problem.
He pauses, he looks at his phone, says, let me call the Minister of Defense. He calls the Minister of Defense, hangs up, says, he's not available, but let me finish my eggs, and I will give you a personal escort to BFD, to the Belize main military base, and I will get you access to one of these platoons.
And they shared the gospel with about 40 military men and saw 7 come to faith. So what's next? Follow-up, and 2 more containers that are ready to be sent. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.